好开心今日严凤山牧师嘅太太严师母嚟到我哋中间宣讲神嘅话语。严凤山牧师夫妇系恩光使团嘅宣教士，佢哋曾经喺印度约旦服侍咗好多年，而家翻返去美国，透过妇女英文班同埋定期喺大学校园里面去关心一班中东穆斯林嘅新移民。We are honored to have Dr. Colin Yim sharing God's word with us this morning. Let us open our hearts and welcome Dr. Yim. 让我哋同心欢迎 Dr. Yim.
Thank you. It's always good to come back.
Yeah, 永远都系好开心咧，能够翻到嚟香港。
The first time I was in your church was in 1984 as a student.
我第一次嚟到咧系1984年，当我系学生嘅时候。
So it truly is coming back.
所以咧真系翻嚟噶。
And it's always good to come back.
所以好开心能够再次翻嚟。
The world is a crazy place these days. Well, throughout history, actually, but.
所以呢个世界咧，其实都变得好疯狂啊。
And there are always insiders and outsiders.
喺呢个世里面咧，永远都有啲系自己人，有啲咧系外人。
I had a friend who used to also work in Hong Kong.
我有个朋友咧，佢喺香港咧一直都喺度工作嘅。
And she was a Westerner, and her Cantonese was very, very good.
佢系一个西方嘅人，但系咧佢广东话系非常之叻嘅，好流利，都听得好清楚。
And on one of my visits to Hong Kong, I met up with her, and she said, "Oh, I feel so bad. I did something really terrible."
有一次佢翻嚟香港咧，就同佢见面啊，佢就同我讲啦，哎，我做咗一件好差好差嘅事啊。
She said, "Oh, I shouldn't have done it. I feel so bad."
佢话我唔应该咁做噶，我真系唔应该咁做啊。
I says, "Well, what did you do?"
咁你其实做咗件咩事啊？
She said, "Oh, I was just having a terrible day. I shouldn't have done it."
嗰日真系一件好糟糕嘅一日啊！我真系唔应该咁做。
Said, "Well, what did you do?"
咁其实你做咗啲咩事咧？
She said, I went into the elevator.
嗰日咧，我就去搭 lift.
And there was a woman there with her little girl.
有个女士咧，就带住一个小女孩，应该佢个女啦，就入到嚟。
And they were speaking in Chinese, and being a Westerner, she didn't think I could understand her.
系佢哋之间咧就讲中文嘅，佢应该以为我咧听唔明。
And she was telling her little girl that if she didn't behave, this foreign devil was going to eat her.
咁佢就同佢个女讲啦，如果你再做唔好，你再系咁曳咧，嗰个外国女人就会食咗你噶啦。
And she said, "I know I shouldn't have done it."
佢话我真系唔应该做，我应该唔应该咁做噶？佢做咗啲咩咧？其实
？But I turned to the little girl.
然后佢就转身向嗰个女仔讲。
And I said, "Don't worry, I don't eat little girls."
佢话你放心啊，我唔食细路女噶。
I only eat mommies that lie.
我净系食嗰啲讲大话嘅妈妈噶。
She said, "Oh, I know I shouldn't have done it."
我唔应该咁做噶。
And I said, "But there's always, you know, no matter what country we're from, you know, nobody likes name calling. Nobody likes bullies."
系无论喺每一个文化里面咧，其实我哋都好唔中意俾人睇唔起，好唔中意俾人改名啊，好唔中意俾人有一种好欺负嘅感觉。
And we all have our biases and our prejudices.
但系咧，我哋总系咧有我哋一啲嘅偏见，有我哋嘅歧视。
The passage that we're reading today is about Jesus and a Gentile woman.
喺今日读呢段经文里面咧，我哋睇到耶稣同一个外邦嘅女人之间嘅一啲互动。
And indirectly, his disciples.
其實佢嘅門徒咧都好間接咁參與喺其中。
And as an outsider, as somebody who was impure, the Syrophoenician woman, it's about her faith.
但係咧，對於呢個腓尼基女人嚟講咧，其實係關乎佢所展現出嚟嘅信心。
And what she was willing to endure because of that faith.
同埋佢究竟願意去承受忍耐到咩地步咧？因為佢呢份嘅信心。
In verse 21, it says, And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon.
在有一節, 耶穌離開那裡, 退到推羅西頓的境內去。
And if you see up on the map, Tyre and Sidon are in the red up there, and those are still cities today.
你可以在地圖上看到推羅和西頓其實在上方今天仍然是在這裡的。
Now, my husband and I, you know, we have ministered in India and in Jordan.
我和我先生一直都在印度和約旦服侍。
And now we minister in the city of Detroit in the United States.
現在我們就在美國的底特律裡服侍。
In the 1870s and 90s, that's when the first large Arab population started immigrating to Detroit.
在1870到1890年代，是最多黎巴嫩和敘利亞人去嚟到移民到去底特律嘅。
And Tyre and Sidon, that's in Lebanon, and that was the group of people that came first, and they were mostly Lebanese Christians.
其實嚟到嘅咧，係大部分咧都係由呢個國度、呢個地方嘅人咧去嚟到底特律，就係咧地圖上面嘅呢個地方。
And then in the 1920s, when we started making a lot of automobiles, another great wave came because the promise of jobs.
係啦，都喺1920年代咧，因為當汽車行業不斷咁樣蓬勃嘅時候，都引來咗另外一大批嘅黎巴嫩、敘利亞嘅移民。
So Iraqis came, Palestinians came, Yemenis came.
所以咧，伊拉克人、也門人、伊朗人，唔同地方嘅群族嘅人咧，都嚟到底特律去尋找工作。
And many of these were Christians, but Muslims also started trickling in.
但係都有啲人咧，慢慢咁樣咧去走進嚟。
But there's a large, so there's a large Muslim and Arab Christian population in the area where we live.
所以咧，其實裡面有好多基督徒之餘，亦都有好多嘅穆斯林喺佢哋住嘅地方咧，喺嚟到當中啊。So,
and when I'm teaching English right now, the majority of my students are Lebanese and Syrians.
所以咧，喺我教書同埋生活嘅地方咧，裡面係好多黎巴嫩同敘利亞嘅人喺當中。
So when I think of Jesus first going to the Syrophoenician woman, trying to teach his disciples, there are no others.
所以咧，當耶穌嚟到推羅西頓咁樣去教導佢門徒嘅時候咧，就好似特別咧有個信息啊。Even
today, we have to remember that.
嚟到今日，呢一個信息仍然係向我哋説話。Now
Jesus had just walked 50 miles.
耶穌咧已經行咗50英里嘅路程。
If you remember before this passage, Jesus had just had a teaching lesson with the Pharisees.
如果你記得咧，喺經文嘅上面咧，佢已經咧同好多嘅宗教領袖咧有好多嘅教導同埋爭辯啊。And
trying to make them see that it's what came out of your mouth that made you polluted, not what was on the outside.
係讓佢哋明白呢班法利賽人明白咧，唔好淨係在意咧個杯嘅外面。
So why did Jesus take them to Tyre and Sidon, to a non-Jewish place? What was he trying to do?
咁當耶穌而家要將呢班門徒又帶到嚟一個外邦人嘅地方，其實耶穌有咩想去教導佢哋咧？
Now, I visited these cities, and it is on the coast, and it is very beautiful.
我去過呢個地方㗎，去過推羅西頓，我知道好靚㗎嗰度。
But this wasn't a beach vacation Jesus was going for.
但係嗰度咧都唔係靚到咧，係耶穌係去海邊散心度假，我相信唔係。
I think he had a very intentional reason for his disciples.
我相信咧，耶穌去到嗰度係好有目的，為到佢個門徒要嚟到呢個外邦人嘅地方。And
it was to show them that everybody, there are no others there. He wants to reach everybody.
係去讓到門徒明白，其實每一個地方、每一個族群嘅人，耶穌都能夠去接納同接觸。
So we come across Jesus's the first request he gets. So this is an intentional meeting. It's not just by chance.
所以我哋知道咧，耶稣同呢个迦南妇人嘅相遇咧，系一个好好有意思、好特意嘅一个相遇嚟噶。
Now the Canaanites, of course, were enemies of the Jews.
迦南人咧一直都系以色列嘅人嘅敌人。
We did have Jews that intermarried. We have Jezebel and Ahab.
嗱，我哋都好认识诶，有迦南人喺以色列人嘅故事里面嘅，我哋有耶洗别，我哋都有妓女拉合。
That turned out very bad.
耶洗别咧系非常之严重嘅一个后果，系一个好差嘅例子。
And we also have Rahab, the prostitute, and she was the forerunner of the Messiah. That turned out very good.
而耶利哥嘅妓女拉合咧，佢都系迦南人，但系咧佢哋之间出嚟嘅后果，个效果咧就非常之理想啦，因为咧佢最终成为咗尼赛亚家谱嘅一部分，佢系耶稣嘅祖先。
So even though there were outsiders, they did intermingle.
所以咧，虽然佢哋似乎系以色列人呢个族群嘅以外嘅人，但系佢哋当中其实佢哋都有好多嘅交流接触噶。
Now when Jesus goes there and he meets this woman, the first thing she does is addresses him.
耶稣咧一嚟到呢度同呢个迦南妇人相遇嘅时候咧，佢就听到佢咁样讲。
And the Canaanite called Jesus Lord and the Son of David.
呢位迦南妇人就称耶稣为主大卫嘅子孙。
Now we know from many other passages that Jesus, that the Messiah, the condition for being the Messiah was that he would be the son of David.
因为我哋知道咧，喺好多嘅经文里面都讲到尼赛亚必须系大卫嘅子孙。
And here we have an outsider calling him the son of David.
系啊，而喺呢一度咧，有一位外邦人咧称呼耶稣做大卫嘅子孙。
And she was calling him Lord.
而且咧，佢称呼耶稣系主啊。
She wasn't asking, she was confessing.
佢唔系问紧你系唔系大卫嘅子孙，佢话你系，佢话你就系大卫嘅子孙。
Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me.
佢系咁样称呼耶稣啊，主啊，大卫嘅子孙，可怜我吧。
Her daughter had a demon, and her daughter was suffering.
佢个女咧系有被鬼附嘅，而佢女咧系承受紧好大嘅痛苦啊。
But as every parent knows, the mother is also suffering.
但系我哋咧作为母亲嘅，我哋都知道个女受苦，其实即系我哋自己受苦。
Have mercy on me.
所以佢话可怜我吧，耶稣可怜我吧。
And he didn't answer her right away.
耶稣咧冇即时嘅回应佢。
Why? Why didn't he say yes or no? Just come out and give him an answer.
点解咧？点解唔耶稣直接讲啊？可以啊，或者系我唔可以啊？点解耶稣要保持沉默咧？
Was it for dramatic effect?
系咪为咗一个好戏剧性嘅效果，需要咁拖延呢
？Was it to see the response of his disciples?
系咪我想睇下啲门徒有咩反应呢
？We don't know why he didn't react right away.
我哋唔好知耶稣点解唔即时俾一个回复佢。
But we do know it wasn't because he was racist or sexist. It was not because he was against her as a person because of who Jesus is.
我好清楚知道，但系耶稣咁样唔回应沉默，唔系因为佢歧视呢个女人嘅性别或者种族，因为喺耶稣嘅家谱里面，其实都有迦南人喺度。
When he does speak in verse 24. He says, "I'm sent to the lost sheep of Israel."
当耶稣开始讲说话嘅时候，佢话我奉差遣系要去到以色列家迷失嘅羊嗰度。
Now, Jesus had just a little while earlier had sent his disciples, and he said, "Go to the lost sheep of Israel. Do not go to any of the Gentiles or the Samaritans." This was just a little bit earlier.
其实耶稣在早前已经有吩咐他的门徒，你们不要去外邦人的地方，你们只是要去到犹大家迷羊那里。
So why did he do that? And now he's interacting with this Gentile woman.
點解耶穌之前咁樣吩咐，但係呢一刻佢自己又嚟到同呢個外邦婦人、迦南婦人有咁多嘅接觸咧？
He had a purpose for saying that at that time, and now he has another purpose.
係嗰陣時佢咁樣講咧，有佢獨特嘅目的，但係佢而家咁樣做，亦都有另一個好清楚嘅目的。
We also have our groups of people that we interact with and who we exclude.
係啊，我哋其實咧，當我哋真係去省察我哋自己，我哋知道咧，我哋係有一啲嘅人咧，我哋係會去接觸，我哋會中意同佢一齊。有啲人咧，我哋係排佢，我哋稱佢為外人嘅。
Sometimes we know we are called to minister to Hindus or Muslims or Chinese or Westerners.
係有時咧，我哋好清楚神呼召我哋去服侍一啲群體嘅，可能係自己嘅本地人，可能係西方人，可能係印度人，可能係穆斯林。
But that doesn't mean that we are not obligated to share with anybody else.
但咁樣唔代表我哋可以忽略其他人唔服侍佢哋。
A missionary from the 50s, Stanley Jones, said, "I'm not just called to India." Indians, but to India and to anyone that may need to hear the gospel, whether Indian or expat.
係啦，1950年代有個宣教士叫 Stanley Jones， 佢曾經講過一句好 powerful 嘅説話，好有力量嘅説話。佢話：我唔係呼召去服侍印度人，我係呼召去服侍整個嘅印度，無論嗰度啲咩人需要聽福音，佢係印度人定係外籍人，我都嚟到服侍佢哋。
When Jesus said, "I was sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Was he technically only sent to Israel?
当耶稣话佢奉差遣不过系到以色列家迷失嘅羊嗰度去，佢系咪真系只系为到以色列人而嚟到呢个世界咧？
In Matthew 12, the same chapter where he sends them out and says, "Go only to the lost sheep." He also quotes Isaiah 42:6-7, and he says, "I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take care of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and to a light for the Gentiles." To open the eyes that are blind, to free the captives from prison, and to release the from the dungeon those who sit in darkness.
係當耶穌咁講嘅時候咧，其實佢引用咗以賽亞書42:6-7，佢話：我耶和華憑公義召你，必搀扶你嘅手，保守你，使你作眾民嘅中保，作外邦人嘅光。開瞎子嘅眼，領被囚嘅出囚牢，領坐黑暗嘅出監牢。
So Jesus knew he came for the Jews.
所以都知耶穌好清楚知道佢嚟到世界上係為著猶太人。
But it was so they could be a light to the Gentiles.
但係嗰個目的、那個心意，神嘅心意係要為著佢哋嚟，以致佢哋能夠成為世界嘅光啊！
And I think that was Jesus' intentional purpose for taking his disciples there so they would also get that message in their head.
所以耶稣其实呢个时候佢同样系训练紧教导佢嘅门徒，以致佢哋将来能够成为外邦人嘅光。呢个系耶稣嘅呢度好重要嘅信息。
And we are also those Gentiles.
其实咧，我哋自己都系外邦人啊。
Who have benefited.
是啊，我哋就系因为耶稣，因为咁样而得益噶。
And now we're supposed to be that light.
所以我哋今日同样要成为光啊，要成为将呢份福音照亮其他族群，同样系外邦人嘅光。
So we get to the verses 25 and 27, and his second response.
我哋一直睇，我哋继续睇落去25-27，系耶稣第二个嘅回应。
So he said, "I've been sent to the lost sheep of Israel."
所以耶稣系话佢咧只系为到系去到咧以色列家迷失嘅羊嗰度。
But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me."
但係咧，呢個婦人繼續堅持喎，佢嚟到拜耶穌話：主啊，幫助我啊！
And he answered, "It's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs."
係啊，耶穌今次第二次嘅回應，佢點講啊？佢話唔好拿兒女嘅餅丟給狗吃。
Now, how would you feel if you were asking me for help and I said, "I don't deal with pigs"?
係啊，即係如果咧你咁樣嚟到我面前，然後咧我就好似一下咧敷衍你、排走你、趕走你，你會有咩感受啊？
I asked my husband what the equivalent of calling somebody a dog would be, and he told me for Chinese it would be a pig. So.
哦，係當如果人哋一嚟就趕走你話你係豬嚟㗎，你有咩感受咧？因為外國可能叫 dog。就話人哋係狗，但喺香港咧，可能係話人哋係豬啊，豬咁蠢啊。
And the thing is, for Jews and for Arabs even today, to call somebody a dog is the worst insult you could give somebody.
係啊，今日咧仍然喺中東或者好多嘅文化裡面，嗌人係狗咧，其實係一個好羞辱、好侮辱嘅一個稱呼嚟嘅。
And to use dogs, it's always in the Bible, it's to describe something unclean.
在圣经里面呢，如果用狗来形容呢，其实是讲一些很不洁净的事物。
And Jesus even says in Matthew 7, don't give dogs what is holy.
在耶稣呢，在马太福音七章六节这样讲，不要将圣物给狗。
And don't throw your pearls before swine.
係，你都唔好將啲珍珠咧丟喺豬前。
Because they'll trample them underfoot, and they won't appreciate them.
佢哋會去踐踏佢，佢哋唔會珍惜，甚至轉過嚟咬你。
So was Jesus saying to this woman, "I'm not going to share with you because you're a dog. You're not going to. You're just going to vomit it. It's not going to be any benefit to you."
係，所以耶穌咁樣講嘅時候，佢嘅意思係我俾你啲咁好嘅嘢，你唔會珍惜噶，你唔識珍惜啊。
But you see, he didn't actually call her a dog.
但係所以其實耶穌唔係直接話緊佢係狗。
He said you shouldn't throw the children's bread to the dogs.
佢只係話你唔應該將兒女食嘅嘢俾狗食。
So you could say, well, he was speaking indirectly. We all understand that he was speaking indirectly.
So, Jesus actually is very directly saying it. We all know, feel, and feel it very directly saying it.
Westerners, we call you a dog, right? But Easterners, they'll say, she shouldn't do that for dogs, and everybody understands the context.
西方人咧好直接就話你就係狗啦咁啊，但喺咧東方人嘅世界講嘢比較間接嘅，就唔好將啲好嘢俾狗，其實好間接，大家知講緊啲乜嘢事啦。
And both can actually be true, correct?
其實兩樣嘢都可以係真嘅，耶穌可以唔係話緊佢，亦都可以係暗示咁話緊佢。
But I think because Jesus had just talked with the Pharisees about what it really means to be pure and what makes a person pure and holy.
大哥，我哋記得咧，耶穌係講法利賽人嘅時候，佢話乜嘢先係真正嘅潔淨？究竟係個杯嘅外面啊，定係個內心心靈真實先係為之潔淨咧
？Or what makes a person unclean?
點樣會令到一個人不潔咧
？Perhaps. He was giving us a lesson in who really are the dogs.
So, actually, Jesus 可能喺呢度讲紧乜嘢先系真正嘅狗啊。
In the Arab world and Jordan and most of the Arab world, non-Muslims are called infidels. I would be an infidel. We would all be infidels.
喺约旦同阿拉伯嘅世界，穆斯林咧成日会称嗰啲非穆斯林咧系叫不信嘅人啊。虽然你冇宗教，佢称呼你系不信。
And that means one without a religion, one who is unclean.
係啊，即係代表你冇宗教嘅話，其實你係唔潔淨嘅。
Within Hinduism, if you're in the wrong caste, you could be unclean.
係啦，喺印度嘅世界，印度教裡面咧，佢分好多嘅叫種姓階級嘅。如果你係低種姓嘅人咧，會視你為非常之不潔。
But the sad fact is that every culture has a group of other people that we label.
係好難過嘅係，似乎喺每一個文化裡面，我哋總係有啲嘅方法去標籤人哋係不潔，係外圍嘅人。
And we need to really check our prejudices and our biases.
係啊，我哋好需要成日嚟到去檢視我哋心裡面嗰啲嘅偏見、嗰啲嘅歧視。
So how did she respond?
咁呢位婦人佢今次點樣回應呢
？She said, "Yes, Lord." Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.
佢話：主啊，係啊，大狗都食主人桌子上掉落嚟嘅碎渣。
She didn't contradict him and say, "How dare you? I'm not a dog."
佢冇咧，好唔開心咁反駁耶穌話：你點解會叫我做狗㗎
？She didn't claim she was not unclean or impure.
佢都冇話我唔係不潔㗎，我唔係不潔，我潔淨㗎。
But she knew that even a crumb would be enough.
但佢好清楚咁樣表達，我淨係要一啲碎渣已經足夠啦。
She called Jesus Lord and the Messiah.
佢稱呼耶穌係主，係尼賽亞。
As an outsider,
作為一個外人，一個外邦人。
And even she knew that even if you give me a crumb, that's enough power and authority to do what I'm asking, and even in pure person.
佢好清楚知道，亦都好奇妙地，佢竟然知道喺耶稣身上，佢只要得到一少少嘅碎渣，耶稣嘅爱嘅能力已经足够回应到佢里面嘅需要。
And so we have to challenge ourselves.
有时咧，我哋都会去挑战我哋自己。
Do we have enough faith in God's greatness and power and authority to realize even a crumb, even a mustard seed?
我哋能夠發現其實係咁少嘅碎渣，咁少嘅一個芥菜種已經足夠咧。
Even if we believe, whether rightly or wrongly, that we are undeserving, that He can do what we ask.
有時咧，我哋都會將自己睇得好不配。雖然我哋睇人不配，我哋有時都睇自己不配。但係你有冇同樣呢個婦人嘅信心？其實好少喺耶穌身上，其實已經係好偉大、好足夠。
The religious leaders, they were polished on the outside. They knew their scripture. They followed all the laws. Were they clean?
嗱，呢班宗教領袖、法利賽人，佢哋好熟悉聖經，好熟悉好多傳統。佢哋將個杯盤嘅外表擦得好光亮，但係佢哋知唔知道，其實佢哋都係不潔㗎。
Did they realize who the Messiah was？
佢哋係咪真正嘅知道邊個係尼賽亞
？Even though some people may look like they only deserve crumbs, perhaps they're the ones who deserve the banquet。
其實有些人好像這個加勒婦人，他覺得自己只是 deserve， 他只是配得那些碎渣，但可能在神的眼中他配得一個盛宴。
And Jesus was setting them straight on that.
而耶穌很清楚地要將這個真理講明白出來。
So the final response, the true spirit of this woman is revealed.
所以來到最後的回應，是真實的心靈要顯露出來。
And Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire. And her daughter was healed instantly.
所以耶稣就说了，妇人，你的信心是大的，照你所要的，给你成全了吧。在那个时候开始，她的女儿就好了。
Jesus commends one other person about their great faith.
耶稣曾经在另一个场合都赞过有一个人信心大。
And that was the Roman centurion.
那個呢是羅馬的百夫長。
And he also confessed that Jesus was not, that he was not worthy to have Jesus come into his house.
是他同樣承認自己不配啊，不配耶穌來到他的屋裡面。
But that Jesus had the authority to do anything he wanted.
但他都很深信耶穌有權柄能夠做，能夠呢去達成呢他心裡面的需要。
In the eyes of everybody around,
在所有人的眼中，
this woman was not deserving of anything.
这个女人呢，根本不配得任何东西。
She was a dog.
她呢，就好像一条狗一样。
But she understood God's love and mercy and power and authority were greater than any of her deficiencies.
但反而正正就係呢個婦人，佢深知道神嘅愛、神嘅憐憫、能力、權柄係遠遠超過佢嘅不足。
And that was her great faith, and she really knew her place, and she knew God's place.
而呢個就係佢極大嘅信心，佢知道自己嘅位置，佢都知道神喺神面前神有幾偉大。
So, in conclusion, we think about, we have to remember.That great faith is not about how much biblical knowledge we have, but or being in the right community. It's simply knowing how good God is.
係啊，所以嚟到最後總結啦。我最偉大嘅信心唔係在乎你有幾多聖經嘅知識，亦都唔係在乎你喺咪一個好正確、好啱嘅群體裏面，而係單單你要知道神係有幾良善啊。
There is no person so unclean.That God's power cannot touch and heal.
而且咧，冇任何人系唔洁净到一个地步，神嘅能力唔能够触摸，唔能够医治。
Perhaps there are groups of people you feel are too bad, to come to Christ.
或者咧，你心里面觉得有啲人咧太坏啦，坏到佢唔能够嚟到基督面前。
Maybe you feel you're that person.
或者你就觉得其实你就系嗰个人。
But that's not true, and Jesus and the woman knew just a crumb can heal.
但系呢个唔系事实，因为呢个妇人知道，净系一点点嘅碎渣就已经足够医治。
And even today, when we look around, many countries are putting groups into others.
系我哋今日见到喺世界各地嘅文化里面，我哋将唔同人分成唔同嘅群体里面啊。
Name calling, disrespecting people.
我哋咧稱呼佢哋好多嘅標籤，好好歧視、好敵視、好唔尊重佢哋。
And I think Jesus's main point was, no, it's what comes out of your mouth that makes you unclean, not what group you're in.
耶穌咧好重要想講嘅係，唔係你口所講嘅説話去顯明你係咪潔淨啊。而唔係佢係咩族群啊。
So number two, we need to think and watch ourselves to make sure we never think anyone is beyond God's love.
所以我哋都要成日要第二個點就係我哋成日要提醒自己唔好覺得有任何人喺神嘅愛以外啊，神嘅愛能夠接納包容一切嘅人。
And the last thing we need to remember, God's crumbs are banquets to us.
係，我哋都要好大膽嘅去相信，去睇見啊！今日信息話俾你知，上帝嘅碎渣其實係一個好極大嘅盛宴啊！對我哋嚟講已經係。
We cannot imagine His power and goodness。
我哋永遠無辦法想像神嘅能力、神嘅良善究竟有幾大。
We, you know, when He does for us, when He says, "I've prepared a banquet for you."
当佢话咧，我为你预备咗一个好好嘅筵席。
We no matter how hard we try, we cannot even imagine it.
我哋其实系无法想象嗰个筵席究竟有几美好、几盛大。
So we really need to make sure that we know ourselves that He is enough for us.
我哋好清楚嘅相信去知道。佢係足夠嘅，對我哋嚟講，佢係足夠嘅。
But also that there are no others。
但係我哋都要知道嗰啲嘅外人，我哋睇為以外嘅人。
No matter how hard we have been hurt by somebody or how disrespectful somebody has been, we cannot close them out。
無論我哋幾被人傷害過，幾被對方歧視過，我哋今日都唔可以刪。唔可以將對方咧推走喺呢個嘅門以內。
The Syrophoenician woman knew this. She knew who God was. She knew how great He is, and that's what we also must remember.
係呢個迦南婦人，佢知道耶穌有幾偉大，耶穌嘅愛有幾嘅寬廣，佢知道呢一切，所以今日都係向我哋説話，都係對我哋嘅一個信息。
Let's pray.
我哋一齊禱告。
Father, I do pray that we would hold these truths.Close to our hearts.
天父啊，我哋 我哋祷告你，求你将呢啲嘅真理贴近摆我哋嘅心灵里面。
That we would have the faith of this woman.
让我哋咧有呢个迦南妇人嘅信心。
And love the way Jesus wanted us to love.
让我哋咧能够好似耶稣基督一样咁样去爱。
In your great name we pray.
Amen. 我哋奉主耶稣基督名字祈求，阿门。